Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show.
Breaking the law, breaking the law.
What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys.
The reason we're calling it that is there's a parenting moment over the weekend, and sometimes parenting moments are illegal. I think it was illegal.
Yeah, after you told me what you did, I said, well, do you guys have a permit? You said we weren't on a road.
I know that. So my daughter is 15 now.
Yes.
You got to teach them how to drive.
Yeah.
So you can't just, and my thought is, and this is how I was taught, I'm guessing most people were too, you just hop in the car with mom and dad and find a parking lot or an empty piece of road on a, you know, on a Sunday morning and go for a little spin. And we did exactly that. We came over here to the QDO. Our parking lot is like a big loop. It's one big circle and there's nobody here.
Perfect.
And there's a few cars parked, which I wanted that.
Yes.
Because, you know, learn how to not hit things. But then also my... Whole time.
Could you imagine if she ran into a station vehicle?
Well, that's exactly the whole time. Thinking like, if you're gonna hit anything, don't hit the Q truck.
Oh,
maybe
my gosh.
Jams' vehicle is getting a new rap because they got a new person on the morning show. The Zone, who cares about them? You know, go ahead and hit that one too.
But don't hit Responder One.
Don't hit Johnny and Greg's vehicle. They're not gonna give a rip. You know, like who knows how many times Johnny's crashed that thing, anyways.
Yes.
You know, but yeah, I had to grab the steering wheel a few times.
Okay.
But she did pretty good. But I do think what we did may have been illegal.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to get your learner's permit before you even get behind the wheel, even if it is in a parking lot, because, you know. But
what's different is now, did your school offer driver's ed where you went? Was it like a class you could take in school?
Yeah, we did that. I think it was, every Saturday or something, an hour. So I remember sitting there with a few other kids and, you know, a teacher was driver's ed.
It wasn't during the school year. Like, wasn't during the day?
No, because it was not a whole classroom full of kids. It couldn't have been. It must have been a different program, right?
The education part of it, like the book part of it, we would do that in the summertime. And then the driving part, you had to drive for an hour, so a student would leave. Like, with two students would leave, one would, watch, and then one would drive. And they would do it during, it was a program through the school. It was a class that you took.
Yes, it definitely was through the school. I remember that.
Well, Lily's school doesn't offer that.
It's not a school thing anymore, huh?
Like Madison West has 500 kids per grade. So you got 500 freshmen that all want to learn how to drive at the same time.
I see.
They just can't facilitate that. So we have to find an outside, like Four Lakes, I think, is one of them.
You
have to find a driving school and go through that. But so she'll be doing that this summer. But I figured to get ready, may as well learn how to drive a car.
Yeah.
You know? So we just went around the parking lot. She did pretty good. Tried to park a few times and did okay. And it's, because it's, I tell her, like, you're never going to mash on the gas pedal. You're never going to crank the wheel. Everything's very subtle.
That's true.
You know, it's like having a superpower, like being super strong, but learning how to pet a kitten. You know, like, because you don't want to go, you don't want to go.
What a good day.
Well, that's what I was trying to tell her. I told her, I said, just keep in mind that this car will do exactly what you tell it to. If you tell it to go left, it'll go left. If you tell it to go fast, it will go fast. It will not do anything you don't tell it to.
That's
so don't tell it to do anything you don't want it to do.
All right, Jax, you need to look at some of the comments coming in right now.
Uh-oh.
One just made me laugh. From our today's Q106 Facebook live feeders.
What do we got here?
Is this illegal?
The police don't care unless you talk about it on Facebook Live. Come get me! Come get me! Mark Levicott, you bring the whole UW police force over here. Call Chief Koval. Bring them on over here.
Hey, they're on Team Steph, and we're going to get into that today.
Yeah. A bunch of traitors. I think that I've gotten past the... I think that there's a what is that like statute of limitations? I think I've exceeded it's
your punch card.
If you don't catch me doing it, I get all like it's a game. More like if you catch me, you win. But if you don't catch me, I won for the day.
Yes.
You didn't catch us. I think we're doing pretty good.
I think so too. I thought that was just a California thing. When I lived in San Diego for those 7 years, I was hearing that it's not run through the school anymore. Driver's ed is all outside of the school program. That makes sense. They just can't get all those kids in.
Yeah, I think
in it's got to be a company.
Small schools like Belleville, where I think the problem where those kids can't get to a driving school, you know, when you live 30 minutes out of town, you know, you have a problem. So those do, but kids that live in Madison West, hell, Madison West doesn't even have their own football field. So why would they have their own driver's ed? You know, they got to borrow a football field from Memorial.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I found that out because I was like, yeah, we've got a football game we're going to. I was like, where's it at? She goes, at Memorial. I was like, oh, you guys are away? She goes, no, we're home. And I went, what? And she goes, yeah, we don't have a football field. There's no room for it over there.
Oh,
they've got
okay.
some baseball diamonds over there. Now, I'm wondering when Edgewood High School, they have a really nice football field that they're not allowed to use because the neighborhood won't let them.
Okay.
Because they have to turn lights on, and the neighborhood doesn't want there to be lights. Yeah. We're going to live next to a school, but we're going to live downtown. We just don't want it to be that noisy.
It's too bright. My eyes.
Hey, we live downtown, but we want it to be like in the country. You know what it's like in the country? When you live in the country.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, but yeah, so they can't even use that. Really beautiful, state-of-the-art. It's got AstroTurf on it. It's gorgeous, but they can't use it at nighttime.
So why was it even approved if they weren't even able to use it?
Because the school's allowed to approve it, but then they went, oh, the residents will be cool, right? You'll be cool, right? Yeah, no. Okay, yeah, no. That's why.
Oh,
yeah, they
weird.
Thought it would be, and then they're like, no.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Folks ruining our fun is what it is.
Hey, going back to shout out to Mark Lovicott real quick.
Yeah.
This is coming up later on the show, but I want to kick it off here because we are on social media and social mornings. Have you ever gotten a like, a retweet, a comment on social media from a celebrity?
Yes.
And who was yours? How did it happen?
Perez Hilton.
Oh, yes. I remember how big he was back in the day.
Yeah, retweeted a semi-nude photo of me. So I do a remake of the Sports Illustrated The Body Issue. I didn't last year, but I did 2 years in a
row.
And the first year that we did, we tweeted it out. We started tweeting it out. John Urban was a photographer, and my wife tweeted out and started adding at people. My wife claims that this was her doing, that she added at Perez Hilton.
Yes.
And he saw it. And then retweeted. It was me and Prince Fielder, which I'm not sure if he just saw like some sultry looking man meat and he wanted to retweet it because he's not a sports guy, you know? So he didn't. So unless he just saw
it. But it was
like,
pop culture enough.
Yes. But it's very sports though. I mean, it's if you don't know, it's just some chubby white guy and a picture next to a chubby black fella. Like that legit is all it looks like.
Well, you know? The pro athlete though, that wasn't chubby. That was all muscle.
Not Prince Fielder.
No?
There's a lot of muscle. You wouldn't want to fight this guy, but he claimed to be a vegetarian, and I always said the dude was the fattest vegetarian in the game. Like he was.
I remember him.
He was packing some beef.
Yes.
Yeah. He had a belly. Like there's.
Yeah, like a beer belly.
Yes. Yeah.
He stood out being a pro athlete. Okay.
Yeah. He was a heavy hitter. You know, at the buffet and at the plate, both plates.
So that one is very cool. I got a comment from Tennille after she performed at today's Q106 Storytellers Jam. You know,
nice.
Always tagging the artists, using their hashtags definitely helps. And so she saw one and commented back and how much fun she had.
I got a restraining order from Tennille. It's pretty nice. Nice comment there. Yeah.
So Mark Lovicott's story is awesome. His fiance loves J.J. Watt. And for one of her bridal shower gifts, a friend made one of those huge blankets with J.J. Watt's face.
That's awesome.
And of course, they posted to social media, tagging J.J. Watt on Twitter. It got retweeted, and he commented back.
Oh, that's so cool.
So that was really fun. And that's what I just started thinking about that. Like, hey, has that ever happened to you? Because that's a cool moment. You
absolutely.
Know? Yeah.
Yeah, my my dad was mentioned by the president in a tweet.
Once. In a tweet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, which started a
fire.
Wait,
first of all, is your dad on Twitter?
No.
Okay.
He got a bunch of calls.
Okay.
Hey, the president just tweeted about you. The president just tweeted about you. And my dad's like, well, I don't even know what tweet. What's a tweet? He didn't legit. Like, people are like, Joe, I don't even know what a tweet. He did not know what a tweet is. Didn't know what Twitter
Neither
was.
Neither does my mom. My mom and dad don't know Twitter.
Yeah. My dad was the president of the Steelworkers Union in Indiana, Local 1999, when the whole carrier deal of jobs going to Mexico weren't. My dad called President Trump some expletives on TV.
Carrier that makes like air conditioners?
Makes air conditioners, yes. Okay. My dad was in charge of the union there.
Oh.
And there was some to do, some promises may have been made by a certain president that weren't followed through.
Oh,
and then
my gosh.
A certain father may have called him a certain bunch of four-letter words.
What?
And then he straight up named my dad and the union on Twitter. And then after that, my dad was all over TV. Like it was.
All reporters had to be like, who is this?
A family received death threats, several death threats against me, against Lily, against that. And what's funny is everyone's like, oh my God, you're getting death threats. And we just laughed. And we're like, they're on Twitter.
Yeah, come get me, trolls.
I'm going to have a word about some dude living in his mom's basement. Like, come get some. Yeah. Hey, you know where I'm at all the time. Yeah. I'm working in an unlocked building.
Yeah,
I'm afraid
exactly.
of you people.
Oh man, wow. Okay, yours wins.
It wasn't as much fun as JJ Watt. Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and Steph. Hope you're feeling good on a Monday morning. Now, starting off, it is going to be chilly, but it's going to be a really nice day and the sun's out, and we needed that after this just windy, blustery, like 5 days in a row. High of 53. Yes, it's 29 at 543.
Looking at the calendar, I realize we're just a week away from the day after Easter. And on the show, we started our 40-day club where we invited our today's Q106 radio family. Hey, are you giving up anything for Lent, even if you're not religious? I know many of my friends and family, including Jackson, saying, you know what, I'll give up something. How are you doing with your 40-day club?
I have not. I've had some flaming hot pork rinds. Not flaming hot, but hot sauce pork rinds.
Okay.
But I have not had any flaming hot Cheetos. Pork rinds are okay with my keto diet, but I have not been back onto my Cheeto diet.
Okay.
Yes,
and that's what you gave up. So you're staying strong.
You
only got a week left before you can enjoy some flaming hot Cheetos. That's what you gave up.
It's only a week now?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, because at Easter, we always have an Easter buffet of Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Oh, do you?
No, I'm just kidding.
So we were going to check in with one of our 40-day club members. I don't know if we're able to do that right now. It's kind of early. Can we? Trisha, she gave up Oreos. We're going to check in and see how she's doing.
So I might have had two oopses.
Two oopses.
Not on purpose.
Wait, hang on. Did you trip and fall and landed on an Oreo?
Well, I wish it was that easy. So about a month ago, I went to the Mad City Bridal Expo with my friend who's getting married.
Okay.
And I was only really there for the food.
Yeah, of course.
I'm that bridesmaid, and she knew it, but it was kind of cool. And they were like, hey, that person over there has truffles. And I'm like, score. Walked over, grabbed what it looked like. Pure chocolate truffle.
Yeah.
Bit right into it. It was an Oreo truffle.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, okay, I didn't know that. So that's like, we can't count that, right?
I think that would be entrapment, I think,
that's
what
true.
That is.
Yes. Trisha, you definitely get a pass on that, just like the listeners gave me a pass on getting a chicken sandwich from a gas station.
That one, Steph, hang on here. You didn't get a pass on that one. So stop trying to piggyback on her entrapment. You're still in trouble, but anyways.
Oh, man, Trisha. I need your support right now, though. That's another reason why we're calling. Because I've been doing so good staying away from fast food during our 40-day club. There is a billboard now on the Beltline that is screaming my favorite chicken sandwich and my favorite drink being only a dollar. And I am really itching right now. So, Trisha, give me some supportive words.
You can do this, Steph. If I can stay away from Oreos, especially when I see them on sale, you know, like the 2-for-5-pack.
Oh, yeah.
And I can walk right by them, you can keep driving past that billboard.
Yeah.
We can do this, girl.
Thank you, Trisha.
This.
You have a lot of temptation coming. Are you by chance a Game of Thrones fan?
I am not.
Okay.
Good. That
they
helps.
They have a line of Oreos coming
they
out.
They do.
Do
yeah.
they really?
Yeah, yes. I saw them yesterday at the store. But
oh, man.
That's okay, Trisha.
But
we're almost there. Only like a week left, right? We could do it.
You know,
we can do this.
Yeah, I think you can. And, you know, that billboard has been really putting a lot of pressure on Steph. But let's see how Steph does with this pressure. Super Dave, come on in. I'm just kidding.
Oh, you had us. You're going to bring in a platter of McChickens for me.
Yeah.
How do you think you would do
if Super Dave walked in here with a platter of McChickens?
I would be so conflicted because I would feel like I'd be being rude to Super Dave by passing on.
went to all that trouble.
Yes. But Trisha, we can't wait to have you in studio the day after Easter eating your first maybe double stuffed Oreo, whatever is your choice, okay?
What's that new one? That Best Stuffed Oreos?
Oh, yeah.
I did
have a whole package of that one night.
We had one of those. We bought some, and then somehow they disappeared in my daughter's room.
Oh,
we don't know what
really?
Happened. Yeah.
Thanks, Trisha. Stay strong, 40-Day Club. Woo!
Yes, thank you.
You have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Trisha and the 40-Day Club. They're killing it.
Did you have any Oreos yesterday, Game of Thrones? My aunt and cousin did. They got the Game of Thrones.
We went shopping. We grabbed some stuff at the store. Mm-hmm. And then that's when I saw them sitting there again. I hadn't said anything to Mackenzie. And I was like, hey, Game of Thrones. And she was like, what makes them Game of Thrones? And I went, it says Game of Thrones.
Exactly.
On there. There's really, I think there's the symbols on the back. They have like the Game of Thrones symbols on the cookie.
Oh, they do have it printed on the cookie, huh?
Each one of the houses, I don't know, nerd stuff, is on there symbolized or whatever. But other than that, it's just regular Oreos with some crap stamped on them. There's no real no difference on there. And then if you're into collecting, I guess you would get them. You know, and I'm sure there's people that were, you know, my wife was watching Game of Thrones, but I'm sure there's people that were like, get the Game of Thrones Oreos and the Game of Thrones potato chips.
Yep.
It's time for Game of Thrones.
Yes, yep. And I had a pleasant surprise. I thought we didn't have HBO anymore. And I texted my husband. I'm like, guess what's recording on our DVR right now? We must still have HBO going or something, because Game of Thrones was recording on our DVR last night.
Are you guys HBO or are you Game of Thrones fans?
I only watched the first season, and then I just couldn't stay up with it. My husband has seen every episode, so that freaked him out. Because when we were having the discussion, I could tell he wanted to blame me, because I'm always looking at saving money. So I'm like, cancel the HBO, cancel that, cancel that. So he's like, I've seen every episode of Game of Thrones, and this will be the first season I can't watch any. And then, did you see on Facebook some people were sharing how their, because HBO Go is like a sharing program now. Mm-hmm. So it even showed like, too many people are in session right now. Someone has to get off.
Do you know what people do?
What?
So since you can only show that so much, people will say, hey, set your laptop up in front of your TV. So they'll tell like their friend, like let's say I don't have HBO Go, but you do, and you're sharing the password already with your mom. But,
yes.
So you can't share with me.
Okay.
You would then take your laptop, point it at your TV, and turn your webcam on, and then dial me up. And this is a big time thing where people watch, and it's watching like, it's like the audio and video quality is terrible.
I bet. Because
now you got to hear your friends in the background.
Oh.
But people that are so crazy about this show. They
I guess.
Like,
you know, why not?
Another thing that I think is crazy is the watch parties. Like at bars. I understand having one at home, but bars will have a Game of Thrones. You ever seen that? Like the Game of Thrones watch party?
No.
You'll find like 60 people in a bar, and if you're in there to talk, they'll kick you out.
Oh, jeez.
Like it's everyone in there. Like when the one guy died a few seasons ago.
Okay.
And there's a bunch of footage of watch parties at bars, and then everyone's like, and everyone like lost their crap. And I've seen videos of like someone in their chat, and shut up! Yeah, because they're in there to watch wizards and whatever the heck, dragons. I don't even know what's going on that show, but people are nuts about
it. I know.
It.
That's where my brain just couldn't comprehend all those characters and their names, and I couldn't explain it. So I'm like, I can't stay up with this show. It was really cool. I was watching parts of it, but it was so hard for me.
A lot of incest in that show as well. Yeah, a lot of that going on, too. Like, every time I watched, like, I was watching last night, like, at least three times. My wife was like, that guy's going to sleep with his sister and that guy. And I'm like, what the hell is going on in this show?
What are you watching, honey?
Yeah, it's Game of Moans over here or something. Yeah. Game of Bones.
On your anniversary weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Today's our anniversary, actually. Today is the day. But we celebrate it, you know, on the farmer's market.
That's cool.
We didn't really do anything all that exciting. We went to the farmer's market and then went and did that that one thing. We did our taxes, so that's exciting. Yeah.
Yes.
We gave the government some money, you know, and got us a smidge back from them. That's exciting
right
there.
That's good.
Let's see. Chad says HBO has free viewing right now. We don't have it either, and I was somehow able to watch it on HBO all weekend.
Oh.
Oh, HBO is doing the drug dealer thing.
They're smart.
They gave you a taste.
Of course.
They just gave you a little taste. That little first bit of crack is free, but then now you got to come. Now your husband's going to have a shake.
Yes.
He's going to come home. He's going to be itching. He's going to be like, they took the HBO away from me, baby. They took the HBO away. I got to get it back. Yeah.
Exactly. That's so smart of them to do it around Game of Thrones time, too. Like, here's the first episode.
Yeah.
And if you want the rest,
we'll get you to come back.
Yes.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap up because we have work to do, and I got to cough. Oh, that was for you.
Thank you guys so much for chiming in on Social Mornings. Enjoy tax day.
Yeah. Get her done. The government needs that money. Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.